All right, this is Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. The board is back from their closed session. Do I have a motion to go back on the record?
A motion to go back on the record. This is Cheryl Stedman.
Cheryl Stedman motions to go back on the record. Is there a second? Erica Nelson seconds. We will do a roll call. Say yay or nay, please. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman.
Yay.
Shane Yardley. Erica Nelson.
Yay.
Wendy Russin.
Yay.
We are back on the record. The board has reviewed the information that has been presented to the division in regards to the notice of agency action, informal adjudicative proceeding for Ms. Amy Green, license number 6696589-3102. The board makes the following finds the following allegations true and factual. Number one, respondent was initially licensed as a registered nurse in the state of Utah on or about August 23rd, 2022. That is a correction of the date as noted earlier from the division, as noted in the order to show cause of May 16th, 2012. Number two, on June 13th, 2024, respondent voluntarily entered into a stipulation order with the division in case number DOPPEL 2024-169, the 2024 stipulation, wherein respondent admitted to unprofessional conduct and respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah was placed on probation, subject to certain terms and conditions for a period of 5 years. Number three, among the terms and conditions in the 2024 stipulation, respondent was required to, one, abstain from the use of ingestion of products that may cause a positive drug and alcohol test results, two, provide samples, urine, blood, saliva, hair, or any other type of sample requested for alcohol and drug analysis upon the request of the division, three, call into a designated phone number or check in via the internet every day to determine if respondent is required to provide a sample for drug and alcohol analysis. Four, submit an essay within 90 days of the effective date of the 2024 stipulation to the division and Utah State Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, the board. Five, submit a physical evaluation within 90 days of the effective date of the 2024 stipulation. And six, attend meetings with the board. Four, the division may take appropriate action to impose sanctions if respondent, one, test positive for alcohol, prescription drug, controlled substance, or any mood-altering substance without prescription by a lawful practitioner for a current medical condition, or two, violates the terms of the 2024 stipulation. Number five, respondent violated the terms of the 2024 stipulation on numerous occasions. Six, from August 31st, 2024 through February 25th, 2025, the respondent missed 108 check-ins with the division. Number seven, respondent also failed to show that three required compliance tests on October 15th, 2024, December 12, 2024, and December 26, 2024, respectively. Number eight, on or about August 5th, 2024, respondent's urinary analysis resulted value out of range. Nine, respondent failed to submit the required physical evaluation due on September 11th, 2024, and has not submitted the report to this date. Number 10, respondent failed to submit the required essay due on September 11, 2024, and has not submitted the essay to this date. Number 11, on or about November 1st, 2024, respondent's urinary analysis resulted positive for alcohol. Number 12, respondent failed to appear at the required meetings with the board on November 14, 2024, and December 12, 2024. Number 13, respondent failed to submit to the division the required monthly employer report, the monthly self-assessment report, and the monthly therapy and meeting reports for the months of November and December. Number 14. Utah Code 58-1-501-2A defines unprofessional conduct to include 1. Violating any statute, rule, or order regulating a professional under this title, and XV, violating the terms of an order governing a license. 15. Respondent violated the 2024 stipulation by missing the required check-ins and tests. Testing positive for alcohol, failing to submit to required evaluations and essay by their respective deadlines, and failing to appear at board meetings. Number 16, the division has provided respondent with opportunities to address respondent's non-compliance behavior through disciplinary agreements on 2 separate occasions, with fines of $500 and $1,000, respectively. To date, respondent has not responded to either division, to either of division's proposed disciplinary agreements. We'll do a roll call in regards to the allegations as far as what the board recommendation that those are true and factual. Please say yay or nay when I call your name. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman,
yay.
Shane Yardley,
yay.
Erica Nelson,
yay.
Wendy Russin,
yay.
The board proposes the following relief for action in regards to this matter. Based on the allegations set forth above, the board recommends that respondent be found to have engaged in acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omission, respondent has been found to have engaged in unprofessional conduct, and 3, that an order be issued for A, revoking respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah for a period of 5 years. B, requiring respondent to complete a substance use disorder evaluation and physical evaluation with division approved licensed providers within 90 days preceding respondent's application for licensure, which clearly indicate respondent can safely resume practice as a registered nurse. C, requiring respondent to submit to the division monthly drug and alcohol test results from a division-approved testing service for the 12 consecutive months preceding respondent's application for relicensure, demonstrating that respondent has not used alcohol or drugs for which they do not have a current valid prescription, and D, impose such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate under Utah Code 58-1-401-2A. We'll do a roll call in regards to the recommendations for the board is making in regards to this matter. Please say yay or nay when I call your name. Ralph Pittman, yay. Cheryl Stedman,
yay.
Shane Yardley, Erica Nelson, Wendy Russin,
yay.
We submit to the division those are our recommendations and findings in regards to this matter.
For all your contracts.
Hold on here. If I'm here. As a quorum of the board being present, the board has voted and made their recommendations in regards to this matter. The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusion of law, presenting the board's recommendation to the division director. Amy Green, you will receive a copy of the director's final order once it's issued. As Ms. Green is not present, does the division have any questions regarding the recommendations for the board?
The division has no questions.
Okay. At this time, that concludes this board matter in regards to Ms. Amy Green. looking at the agenda for today, I do not see any other action items for the board to address at this time. Just as a reminder, our next board meeting will be June 12th, 2025. It is now 1:21 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.